Yo, hey everyone, welcome back. I hope you're all having a great start to the week. Today's Monday Motivation is a message and a reminder all about the Power Hour mindset. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you might know that I often get invited to deliver talks and workshops at events and conferences. And last week I was in Greece and I delivered a Power Hour workshop. Now, it was so great to stand up in front of a group of people who had never heard of the Power Hour podcast, the Power Hour book, the concept, the mindset, any of it. And it was also a really great reminder to me about how impactful the Power Hour can be and that it is so much more than a morning routine or deciding to get up earlier. It is so much more than that. And so I wanted to share a few of those reminders with all of you today. So, first up, the Power Hour. Why has it been so impactful for me and for so many others? Well, I think that when I get up early to focus on myself or to focus on the pursuit of my goals, it's so much more than just that one first hour. It reminds me that the modern world is so busy, there are so many distractions, and if I do not create space, if I do not reclaim some of my time before the day starts, before I give my energy, my focus, and my attention to everything and everyone else, I have to start by reclaiming some time for me. And that shouldn't be a radical idea, but it's always good to remind myself that it is important to create space and to create time. And the reason I say create is because there won't be more time next week. You know, we sometimes think that, right? Next Friday, I'll have more time, or next month, or in January, oh, then I'll have more time. No, we won't have more time unless we intentionally create and reclaim some of our time for ourselves. The world will continue to make us feel as though we don't have enough time, as though we are on the back foot, as though we're rushing, we're behind, we're late, we're busy. The world will make us feel like that, but we must push back and reclaim time, even if that is just 1 hour every single day. So that's the first thing. Secondly, the Power Hour reminds me that I can commit to something. It reminds me that I mean what I say. And commitment is something that I value in other people. It's an expectation that I have of people in my life who I have personal relationships with. Commitment is something that I value. So it is something that I have to uphold myself. So it reminds me, okay, if I say I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it for a week, I'm going to do it for a month. If I say I'm going to do this for a year, whatever it is, once I say it and I've committed to it, the Power Hour is a constant reminder that I can be committed to something and that if I want to expect commitment from others, I should uphold that with myself. Next up, number three, the Power Hour reminds me to override my own limits or what I perceive and believe to be my limits. Now, the reason I think this last week when I was talking about the Power Hour to all of these people, of course, I had to go way back. I had to go back to, okay, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, when I first started doing this, when I first started creating that space for myself in the morning and going out for a run or a walk, and I was listening to Audible and I was listening to podcasts, and just basically took me all the way back. And by doing that, that reflection of, okay, what have I done in the last 10 years? It was overwhelming actually to try and think about all the things that have happened in that time, all the things that have changed, all the things that I've done, all the things that I've achieved, all the things that I've failed at, all of it. And it made me really think, wow, actually, I often say to people, no one knows what is possible for yourself and for your life but you. Nobody. Not your parents, not your partner, not your boss, not your teachers at school, nobody. And it was a real reminder to myself because I thought, wow, actually, that was something that I'd forgotten, actually. It was something I'd started to forget. So the Power Hour, getting up, being focused and thinking, okay, what am I actually working on today? It reminds me to not limit myself, to not limit my goals, to not limit my ambition, and to think I am the only person who knows what is possible for myself and for my life. And it's exciting. Sometimes it's a little bit daunting. I have big, audacious goals, but it's also exciting. Next up, the Power Hour reminds me that I can be disciplined. It reminds me that we all know motivation comes and goes. We're not always going to feel motivated to do the things that we need to do. And when we don't feel like it, we must be disciplined. Now, self-discipline and the word discipline, I know often people don't like it. They're like, oh, it doesn't feel good. But it is necessary. And in anything, whatever we want to do, whatever we're trying to improve at, it requires three things. Improving at anything requires the same three things: action, deliberate practice, and repetition. Action, deliberate practice, repetition. And it applies to everything, to creative things, to sports, to mindset, to learning, to growth. That is what we need to do. Now, I know that in the world of personal development and health and well-being, there's so much focus on habits, and everybody wants to talk about habits, creating habits, creating healthy habits, better habits. I am an advocate of habits as well, but I think that before something can become a habit, it has to be an action. It has to be a deliberate choice, and something that we repeat again and again will become a habit. And I read something the other day, I wrote it down, I underlined it, I thought it was worth underlining. And it said, we do not decide our future, but we decide our habits, and our habits dictate our future. And I kind of thought, okay, that's great, take the quote. But I actually still stand by this idea that we don't even decide our habits. Before that, we have to take action. Action first, intentional, deliberate action, eventually will become a habit. And to add one more thing onto that, the words willpower. Now, a few weeks ago, I shared a message on the podcast talking about self-deprecating language and how I was encouraging you all to stop being self-deprecating. Now, willpower is something that I often hear people say, oh, I don't have willpower. Oh, I said I was going to do this thing. Oh, I've fallen off again. Ha, lol. And I want to encourage you to, if that's something that you do, to flip that around. How would it feel? How does it feel to start to say, I have a lot of willpower. I'm someone who's self-disciplined. How does that feel? How much could you change your actions and your behavior if you started to say and believe that you have willpower? It's not this magic, this secret thing that some people have that you don't. Start practicing and saying and believing. You don't have to say it to anyone else. To yourself that, yeah, actually, I do have willpower, because yesterday I said I was going to do this and I did it. So tomorrow I can do it again. You do have willpower, and start practicing and saying it, declaring it and practicing it. All right. Last but not least, number five. And this is probably the one that I personally struggle with the most. And number five is, today is the most important thing. So the power hour reminds me that today is the most important thing. Now, I know that being mindful, being present, being aware of today, I know how important it is. And it's something that I am really working on. But in all honesty, it is the thing that I struggle with the most. My mind is busy and fast. And often I'm thinking about the next thing tomorrow, the next, everything that I do has a future focus. Sometimes say I'm a futurist because I love to think about the future. But I know how important it is to be focused on today as well. And I do think that it is possible. It's a tricky one, but I do think that it is possible to have one eye on the horizon, looking ahead, knowing that you're working towards something that you're striving for, and also to feel contentment and to feel satisfied and to feel happy and to feel grateful for whatever is going on today. I do think that is possible. It's difficult, but two things can be true at the same time. And I think that it's important to recognize that, yes, the things I'm doing today, I hope, are going to be taking me one step closer, one step further to some of those goals. But I also have to remind myself, or ask myself, does what I'm doing today matter? Does it matter? Am I going to enjoy it? Who am I sharing it with? Am I actually doing something today that matters? I'm not thinking, okay, well, tomorrow. Because too often, if we put things off, tomorrow stays tomorrow. We don't ever get to do it. But also, too often, we're thinking so much about what we're working towards and how far away, you know, sometimes our goals, if they're a year away, 2 years away, I see people talking about a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan. Great. If you want a 5-year plan, if you want a 10-year plan, that's great. But not if it is at the cost of today. Not if it is at the cost of today. So trying to find that balance, it's not easy. I'm certainly not perfect at this, but I'm trying hard to answer that question every single day. Does what I'm doing today matter? And I don't mean some huge virtuous, am I changing the world today? It could be just the immediate people in my life. So my kids, it could be my partner, it could be my friends, it could be what, just the run, for example, even just going for a run. Yes, of course, I could be working towards a future race or a future goal, but am I just doing the run? Does it matter? Am I focused on today and enjoying it, looking around and just trying to be present? It's not something I find easy, but it's something I'm working on. So the power hour reminds me to focus on today. I absolutely loved sharing this message of the Power Hour mindset and the Power Hour workshop last week in Greece. I think being in a room with so many people with so much great energy and questions, and I just loved it. And it actually reminded me of how much I love to do those kind of workshops, because I still do a lot of things online. And if people turn their cameras on, then I still get to see their faces. But it's not the same for me as being in the room, being with people. I really enjoyed it. And it made me think I want to do more events with people in the room. So stay tuned, because I want to do a lot more of that next year, more workshops and more events. So I hope for now that this message has been a Monday motivation pick me up. I hope it's given you some energy. I hope it's given you some things to think about this week. Are you going to create a power hour? Are you going to wake up and take some time, reclaim some time, create space, 1 hour to focus on yourself or to focus on the pursuit of your goals? Can you commit? Can you commit to yourself and to something? Can you be self-disciplined if on day three you don't really feel like doing it? Can you override your own limits of what you believe is possible for yourself and for your life? Can you override that? Can you reflect and think, actually, look how many things have happened. Look how far I've come. Look at what I'm capable of and what I can do, and look forwards. But of course, as well, remembering to focus on today. Does what you're doing today matter? The answer is yes, it definitely does. So have a great day, and I will be back tomorrow with another episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.